Nossa, escuta.
It's April 21st and time once again for the Logbook.com's escape pod to twist back in time. I'm Earl Green and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. In 1992, it was announced that planets had been detected beyond Earth's solar system for the first time, orbiting the pulsar PSR 1257-12. In 1988, Tandy formally gave up on its own line of home computers, announcing plans to market a series of IBM compatibles instead. In 2006, Paramount Pictures announced that Lost and Alias creator J.J. Abrams would be taking the reins of the Star Trek franchise, directing and producing the 11th Star Trek movie. Unlike previous movies, however, this one would not be a sequel. It would roll back the clock, chronicling the earliest meeting of Kirk and Spock. Abrams' Star Trek movie was eventually released in 2009. On this day in 1959, Robert Smith, lead singer of The Cure, was born. In 1975, former Sliders co-star Charlie O'Connell was born. James McAvoy, the young Charles Xavier from the movie X-Men First Class, was born today in 1979. Mark Twain died today in 1910. In 1980, Atari rolled out the apocalyptic arcade game Missile Command, an unwinnable nuclear nightmare which ended not with the words game over, but with a mushroom cloud and the words the end. It had given its designer nightmares during the game's development. On the same day in 1980, weeks ahead of the movie itself, RSO Records released the double LP soundtrack from The Empire Strikes Back. In 1981, coincidentally, the home version of Missile Command arrived for the Atari VCS, with its manual explaining that this missile attack was from space, not the inevitable end of the Cold War on Earth. The game became an instant bestseller, though its programmer was underwhelmed by the thanks he got in return. A gift certificate for a department store Thanksgiving turkey. Presumably, he took it home and nuked it. In 2009, cable channel Sci-Fi's new series Caprica, a prequel to the reimagined Battlestar Galactica, premiered, but not on cable. In an unusual move, the pilot movie was released first on DVD. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Escape pod was created and produced by Earl Green.